This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A defensive U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday called the U.S. airlift to extract more than 120,000 Americans, Afghans, and other allies from Afghanistan to end a 20-year war an extraordinary success, though more than 100 Americans and thousands of others were left behind. Biden says his administration started asking Americans to leave Afghanistan well before this month's evacuation.
Since March, we reached out 19 times to Americans in Afghanistan with multiple warnings and offers to help them leave Afghanistan, all the way back as far as March.
And he added the choice was to leave Afghanistan or escalate a war that already lasted a decade too long.
I was not going to extend this forever war. And I was not extending a forever exit.
Meanwhile, Pakistan's foreign minister is urging the international community to act to prevent hardship in neighboring Afghanistan after the takeover of the country by the Taliban. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma.
Shah Mahmood Qureshi says it's in the interest of peace and stability for the world to remain engaged and not abandon Afghanistan, since more instability and a further exodus of Afghans fleeing the Taliban rule were not in the interest of the nation or elsewhere, Qureshi says. As this is a pivotal moment in Afghanistan's history, the international community must remain engaged and should not let economic collapse take place in Afghanistan. Qureshi adds Pakistan has facilitated the evacuation of more than 10,000 foreigners from the country since the takeover. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More at voanews.com. Again, VOA.